Unit 1, Lesson 2, Exercise 3. As you listen to the audio again, decide whether the following statements are true or false.
The pre-colonial African society is often considered the golden years of African moral values. It was a period where the African was not distracted by foreign visitors with their foreign influences. Hence, the African was free to practice his traditional values almost exclusively. Often you hear it said, "We have lost our values as Africans." This suggests that there must be some recognizable virtues or traits that identify an African and which inform his or her moral values. Notable African moral values include large family practices, hard work, respect for senior members of the society, extended family system, religion, value for private property, language, honesty, trust, fairness, integrity, solidarity, and many others. The African family is the nucleus of existence, which places a premium on children. The more children you have, the more important in the society you are considered to be. Large families are considered to be important for cheap labor in the chain of production. Hard work is a trait the average African man loves to pride himself. Laziness is synonymous with a life of poverty. The type of occupation is not as important as the fact that one is engaged in something. One of the distinguishable values of the African child is an embedded sense of higher authority or seniority. Greeting an elder for a child born in an African society is almost non-negotiable. The extended family is an important aspect of the African society.